Parshas Bo is named after the word that appears in the Parshas first pasuk. When Hashem says to Moshe to go to Paro and warn him about Makas Arba, Bo el Paro ki ani echbadati et libo ve et lev avadav. The Parsha is named Bo not just because of the appearance of the word in the beginning of the Parsha, but also because the word returns in the end of the Parsha twice, when it describes now not coming to Paro, but arriving in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ayaki yevi'acha, Hashem elokecha. The mitzvah of tefillin mentioned in this Parsha twice, as part of the coming to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the parsha appears, the two parshiot, in our tefillin. But the usage of the word bo in the beginning of the parsha is strange. Shouldn't Hashem have said to Moshe, Lech el Paro? Why bo el Paro? The Zohar asks this question, and it answers that Hashem wanted Moshe to come with him to Paro and learn the secret of the Tanin Hagadol, of the big fish, of the big alligator. There was some kind of secret that Moshe was supposed to learn from Paro. It seems that this reference to the Tanin HaGadol is based on Yechezkel Perek Chof Tet, where Yechezkel uses that term Tanin HaGadol to describe Paro and Hashem's attacking of Paro. What secret was there for Moshe to learn from Paro? And it seems the explanation is that Paro was a strong leader, was a person who was showing strength in resisting the Makot, in resisting the freeing of the Jewish people. This was something that Moshe and the Jewish people needed to learn, even from someone like Paro, the strength that one can feel when they feel empowered by God. And this is ultimately the message of the tefillin at the end of the parasha, within the context of Ayaki Eviyacha. In many places in the Gemara speaks about how tefillin are supposed to make someone feel strong, based on the empowerment they receive from their relationship with Hashem. That's why tefillin is worn on the left arm. We shouldn't think that it's our natural strength. Rather, it's the strength that we gain from our relationship with God. And this is something that Moshe was meant to learn from Paro. If Moshe is going to lead the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, through the desert, conquering Eretz Yisrael, he's going to need to know that his relationship with Hashem can empower him. And that's why Hashem says to him, Bo el Paro, come with me to Paro. That's what to learn from him, the secret of the Tanin HaGadol. Shavua Tov.